All right, we apologize. There will be no 840 bit today. We have to do an interview. This gentleman has been asking us for a long time. He's now up against his deadline, and this is the only time that we're going to be here and can actually do this interview with him. He's doing a profile on our show. So let's open the door and welcome in the reporter from the Garland Gazette. This is Gus Feddersen. Hi, Gus. I'm glad we finally found a moment to do this.
How are y'all doing?
You're going to have to get closer to the microphone.
All right. I appreciate y'all talking to me. I'm with the Garland Gazette, and I've worked there for more than 30 years. I started back when it was called the Garland Gazette Times, but the owner at the time was a fellow out of Denver, Colorado, who made his fortune in the oil derivatives, and he had a wife who was somehow related to Gene Autry, who was a singing cowboy type from the moving pictures of the 1930s, or maybe it was the 40s or something. But
well,
it was a Garland Gazette Times back then.
We just thought it'd be kind of interesting to have an interview carried live on the radio.
The time that y'all are giving me, it's just a little profile of people who are on the radio. I've interviewed a lot of radio people over the years in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I interviewed the guy from I can't think of his name now, but it's KVIL. He was there for a long time. He was in the mornings for.
It's got to be Ron Chapman, right?
Yeah, Ron Chapman.
No, I don't think that was it. It was something that was it started with an R, I think.
Yeah, it was Ron Chapman.
And the last name started with a CH, but I don't think it was Ron Chapman.
No,
anyway,
it was.
Interviewed him and thought I'd interview you guys. So anyway, a lot of our subscribers are into sports, and I know that one of you grew up in Garland and I think went to North Garland High.
No, none of us.
No. All right, we'll figure out some other tie-in then to make it a Garland thing. But where did y'all meet? Did y'all meet in college or at North Texas?
Both is the answer. In college at North Texas, 1983 we met.
So I'll just say at college instead of North Texas.
Well, you might as well put North Texas in there.
I don't want to get it too confusing for our listeners. All right, I've got a question for you, Greg.
Craig?
You used to be a professional cyclist.
No.
So I wanted to ask you, was it hard to quit that to start the radio station, or did you know that the ticket was going to be on 93.3?
I'm not sure I follow. I was never a professional, and I didn't quit that to start the ticket. And no, I didn't know we'd be eventually on 93.
Do y'all ever talk about hockey?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, I was watching the hockey game the other night that it was on. It was between these two teams. And I can't remember who it was. It was
well, probably the Dallas Stars, if you're...
No, it was not the Dallas Stars. It wasn't basketball. It was
that's hockey.
It was a hockey team, and it was one of the teams was from Dallas. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah,
and
the Dallas Stars.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's the name of it. Anyway,
okay.
But
anyway, what happened in the hockey game?
Yeah, that's my question.
Which one?
The hockey game.
Which game did you watch?
The one with the Dallas team.
Okay, well, they played a lot of playoff games.
All right, let's skip
lately.
It. We'll come back. We'll circle back to that one.
Okay.
George, I understand you signed up for Jub Jam. Now, is that something you've done before? And if so, do you think that Jub Jam will become even a bigger film festival than it already is?
Well, okay, it's not a film festival. It's a concert, and I didn't sign up for it. I guess we started it, 14 years ago. It benefits the Senior Source. And
Greg, I know that you
Greg,
just recently had a baby and just came back from paternity leave today, I think, as a matter of fact. Your professor was telling
Ryan Baldwin.
How has that been, and are you or the tickers getting a lot of sleep?
Well, so I had a baby, but that's been about 4 years. I think you're thinking of that gentleman
there. Oh, wow, 4 years paternity leave. I'm going to write that
down. No, he's just back from 6 weeks paternity leave.
You to do that.
You're mixing up a couple
what
different
time
guys.
Do y'all wake up?
It depends.
Four-ish.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Early. And yeah. I used to work with my father when I was young, and he was a dairy farmer. And I don't know if y'all know how early they have to wake up.
They wake up early,
I don't know if you've had any experience with dairy farms or
anything. Yes, I have. My sister and her husband ran a dairy farm for 30 years. I could tell you a lot of things about dairy farms.
Yeah, anyway, so we used to wake up early and have to do all the work at dairy farm. And I remember this one time we was out there with the cows, and I looked over and I said to my dad, I said, Dad, you ever think about being something other than a dairy farmer? He said, yeah, and there was a neighbor down the way. He had a Studebaker car with this fancy, had a red interior. Y'all still talk to Chris Arnold?
Yeah, occasionally we do hear from Chris.
What happened to the dairy farm
what
story?
What was the greatest athlete y'all have interviewed?
Oh, there have been a lot of them.
You talked to Jordan once,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For television.
Yeah.
For
What's
television.
That? For television?
Yeah.
Craig's done more TV than me.
I'm not interested in radio.
Well, that's what we do mainly is radio.
It's a radio show that you're on right now.
Which one of y'all is Hardline?
That's the afternoon show here.
So, George.
No, all right. Neither of us.
So, I know that when George started the station back at KNTU, you went by the name Spence Kendrick. Talk a little bit about that decision. Who was your best friend?
Spence Kendrick is a different person. He was our first owner.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with KNTU. It'll
take me a while to write that
down. That was
down.
Our camp.
I'll just get a
TNT was our
all right, listen,
campus station.
Is there anything that y'all want to ask our readers in order to better help them understand you better?
To ask
the readers about us?
Just we'd like to encourage them to listen to the ticket.
How many musers have y'all had? And is there any plans of making it a yearly event?
That's our show's name. There are the three musers, and those are the only three.
Sometimes, Deucey, we call him the fourth muser, but I'm not even
going to
go down that
road. I think this profile
is
going to be very good. I might have to take a couple of pictures of you guys to go with the piece.
Right now?
As you're talking and everything. Yeah, so if y'all could, I brought some costumes for you to change.
We're not wearing costumes.
I'm not wearing that.
Old jester outfits from the medieval times. But in conclusion, how old are each of you collectively?
Together, we're pushing 120 together.
Yeah. Each of you collectively.
Each of us collectively.
Okay. Gus, we got to get going.
I appreciate
Thanks for your time.
I appreciate
When's
it.
The article coming out?
It's coming out later this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be online, maybe.
There's no way he's getting that together.
What's online?
Oh, God. There he goes.
Gus Fetterson from the Garland Gazette.
Well, it was nice of him to come down anyway.